This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everybody. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories Moment. And my guest again today, returning guest, Dr. Alexis Janicek, assistant professor from the Department of Biology at UWF. And today we're talking about population genetics of crabs and snapping shrimp from artificial reef. How are you, Dr. Janicek?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Always glad to have you. So that's the topic. Be more specific. What are we looking for here?
Well, basically what we're looking for are differences, and we're basically doing DNA barcoding in the crabs and the shrimp that live along these artificial reefs. So we put out these special structures called ARMS, or Autonomous Reef Monitoring Structures. Mm-hmm. They've been used in different habitats on coral reefs and other marine habitats. And we put them out on the reef and leave them out for months at a time. Then we come back to them, sort everything that's colonized these ARMS. They're basically a set of 12 PVC plates, and then we scrape off all the organisms, pick off crabs, pick off shrimps, and then we're DNA barcoding them.
And I'll ask what I love to ask you, you know, to what end? What do we learn from this? Where are we going with this?
What I'm really interested in with this is, where did these particular individuals come from? So we put these plates out and there were nothing on them. Mm. And then these shrimp and these crabs show up. So I'm really interested to see, and we've done this for several reefs across an area in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm interested in seeing how are they connected to each other. And then what is the genetic diversity that exists in the Gulf of Mexico using, you know, our molecular tools?
How do you know where they came from? I mean, I guess, is it because you've done others and you can say, I know for a fact they came from this?
Correct. So we sort of have these different reefs all around and we want to see, are they connected to each other? And we call that population genetics, or connectivity between the populations. I'm interested to see, are they connected or are they individual? Are they isolated populations? And that really matters in terms of environmental change and impact. If they were isolated, then that's unique diversity that deserves and warrants protection. If they're more connected, then maybe we don't need to protect all of these habitats, just certain habitats, sort of like a source population.
Okay, so you've got all the, how close are they to one another?
Well, these particular reefs are all within a few miles of each other, but we hope to expand this farther across the Gulf of Mexico, and we also have some voucher specimens from farther west, farther east, and farther south that we're using to compare these individuals to as well. But our particular project, all the research is within a few miles of each other.
And for me, I'm thinking for crabs and shrimp, a few miles is like the other side of the world.
Well, it could seem like it, right? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, these snapping shrimp are, just an inch big.
Right.
And some of the crabs are the size of your pinky nail. And that's a full-grown crab. Some of them get big, like the blue crabs that we typically see on the beach here, but some of these reef crabs are tiny. Full-grown is just a few centimeters. So
then, if they're a few miles apart and these little tiny, it seems pretty significant if, in fact, you find a crab over here that was 2 miles over there. Would that take a long time to make that kind of migration?
Well, what's really interesting about these individuals is that the adults are not what are doing the migration. It is the larvae that exist in the water column. So they have what we call a planktotrophic larvae, a larvae that's floating up in the water column. It's at the mercy of the currents in the sea. And they are dispersed to different habitats. And so when they come along to a hard habitat that's suitable for them, they get chemical cues and signals from that environment that it's time to settle out in this particular habitat.
Gotcha.
So, of course, not all of them make it to the ideal habitat, but some of them do. And that's what I'm interested in seeing. Where did they come from?
Wow, that's really interesting. So the ones that are born in a spot, they stay, that's where they are?
No, actually, their parents, release their gametes up into the water column, and then there's fertilization in the water column, and then those larvae just drift along until they find a place to settle.
It's really incredible. For those of us not in your world, it feels like needle in a haystack is nothing compared to this.
I mean,
that feels like easy compared to what you're trying to do.
Well, not for me, but for the shrimp and the crab that have to settle out. I think it's a really important question to ask about biodiversity.
Dr. Alexis Janicek, really fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you very much, Christian.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.